This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consult on ANA variant, last name V for Victor, A for Apple, R, I for India, A for Apple, N for Nancy. ANA first name A for Apple, N for Nancy, A for Apple. Date April 27, 2023. Period, new paragraph. She's an 86-year-old female patient who comes with the history of shortness of breath on walking 1 to 2 block, period. She feels that she's generally in good health, so for her, the shortness of breath is something important, period. She denies having chest pain, comma, chest tightness, comma, chest heaviness, or a chest discomfort, period. No history of dizziness or syncope, period. No history of palpitation, comma, cough with expectoration or edema of feet, period. No history of bleeding tendency or GI problem. G capital, period. I capital, period, problem. New paragraph. Past history. History of hypertension and hypercholesterolemia for last 5 to 10 years, period. History of pre-diabetes and history of thyroid problem, period. No history of cerebrovascular accident, comma, myocardial infarction, comma, rheumatic fever, comma, scarlet fever, comma, tuberculosis, comma, bronchial asthma, comma, kidney or liver problem, period. New paragraph. Allergy. She claims to be allergic to sulfa and penicillin, period. New paragraph. The family history. Father died at the age of 50 years in sleep. So she thinks probably due to heart problem, period. One brother who is 84-year-old, he recently had a permanent pacemaker, period. New paragraph. Social history. She does not take coffee or alcohol, period. She had smoked about 5 cigarettes over 2 days on Saturday and Sunday for approximately 5 years, and that was about 45 years ago. Since then, no cigarettes, period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative, period. Pupil equal and react to the light, period. No pallor, cyanosis or clubbing, period. No JVP, edema, calf tenderness, Hohmann sign, lymphadenopathy or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal, except right dorsal speed is 1 to 2 by 4, right posterior tibial 2 to 3 by 4, left dorsal speed is 2 by 4 and left posterior tibial 2 by 4, period. No carotid bruit, but in the suprasternal notch, there is a ejection systolic murmur is heard, which appears to be conducted from aortic valve area, period. New paragraph. On blood pressure in both superior extremity, 200 over 100 millimeters of mercury, period. Patient says she generally is known to have white coat hypertension, period. New paragraph. Cardiovascular system exam, BMI cannot be localized, period. S1 and S2 are normal, period. There is a ejection systolic murmur 2 to 3 by 6 in the aortic area, period. In the this murmur is conducted to suprasternal notch and faintly to base, B for boy, A for apple, S for Sam, E for euro, base of both carotids, period. In the mitral area, same murmur is heard, which is 2 by 6 with an ejection systolic click, period. No other significant heart murmur noted, period. New paragraph. Respiratory system exam, air entry is equal on both sides, period. There are no RALs or ronchi, period. New paragraph. Elementary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period. New paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period. New paragraph. The other system, grossly within normal limit, period. new paragraph. EKG. EKG shows normal sinus rhythm with a mild 0.25 to 0.5 millimeter horizontal ST segment depression in one AVL, A for Apple in small letter, V for Victor, and L for Larry in capital letters, and one in Roman numerals, V5 and V6, which may suggest central lateral wall ischemia. Period. New paragraph. Analysis patient has a accelerated, severely uncontrolled hypertension. Period. She's on lisinopril 20 milligram PO once a day. Period. Patient had a coronary calcium score on March 28, 2023, and the total score was 146.3, with right coronary artery 81.5 and left ventral descending artery 64.8. Period. Other arteries had a zero score. Period. New paragraph. At present, clinically, patient does not have any chest pain and nothing to suggest myocardial ischemia on the exertion. Period. Plan is to treat her hypertension with hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligram PO once a day. Period. Nifedipine XL 30 milligram POHS and potassium tablet 10 MEQ PO once a day. Period. Spelling of the nifedipine: N for Nancy, I for India, F for Frank, E for Europe, D for David, I for India, P for Peter, I for India, N for Nancy, E for Europe. XL, X capital, L for Larry capital. For hypercholesterolemia, patient is on atorvastatin 10 milligram POHS, and her LDL, L capital, D for David capital, L for Larry capital, on April 12 was 89 milligram percent. Period. Her hemoglobin A1C is 6.4% and her potassium 3.5 millicullen per liter. Period. Her BNP, B for boy, N for Nancy, P for Peter, 121 picogram per ml. Period. In the absence of symptom to suggest myocardial ischemia, it was felt that above coronary calcium score likely is not causing any significant myocardial ischemia. Period. New paragraph. Clinically, patient may have aortic stenosis, so plan is to request the echocardiogram to evaluate for aortic stenosis and cardiomyopathy. Period. New paragraph. Patient was also told that since she has not had any carotid duplex study or abdominal ultrasound for abdominal aorta aneurysm, it was felt that she should consider doing both the tests. Period. Patient daughter was also present during the discussion. Daughter, D-A-U-G-H-T-E-R. Period. New paragraph. Patient was advised low cholesterol, low saturated fatty acid diet. Period. She was advised to monitor her blood pressure at home and maintain the records and bring her blood pressure record as well as her blood pressure instrument at the next time of office in 1 week. Period. new paragraph. The initial impression, number one, accelerated uncontrolled hypertension, period. Number two, coronary artery disease as per coronary calcium score. Number three, hypercholesterolemia. Number four, pre-diabetes, period. Number five, history of thyroid problem. Next, number six, aortic stenosis, period, clinically, period. And number six, aortic stenosis, period, clinically, period, new paragraph. In order to evaluate the aortic stenosis or any other structural wall problem, plan is also to request the echocardiogram, which would also evaluate the reason for a shortness of breath, including cardiomyopathy, period. New paragraph. Face-to-face, more than 70 minutes were spent in consultation. Discussion of various findings as above and the pros and cons of workup. Plus, importance of controlling blood pressure and potential adverse effect if the blood pressure is not controlled, period. Patient understood various suggestions well and she agreed, period. And number seven should be number one, and that is shortness of breath on mild exertion, period. The consult over, thank you. This is Dr. Pataria.